ओम शांति। Once in a year, I come and we meet double foreigners from many countries at one place. So, we always look forward to this meeting. And today, as you know, our special and most awaited day. This is 2 years meeting, confluence of 2 years. So Baba will give us what is to be done. Of course, Baba doesn't say anything about what has been done. What has been done is good. So, I will not deal with the signals because we are going to receive now direct what Baba has to say directly. But whatever we have learnt up to now, so we are all learning from the same source and sharing just with each other. So sister told me, she said the topic will be signals from Bab Dada. I said, signals, it is too late now to get signals. We are going to meet Bab Dada after a few hours. So we changed it to spiritual light and might. This is a very general looking subject. Baba used to say, you need not have any topic at all. Your stage should be top. But for the sake of cassettes, they say cassettes should have a heading of the topic. So, this topic has been prescribed for me. Now, we all know that basically this world is meant for us to live, whether it is golden age or iron age or confluence age. Mostly, mainly, this world is meant to be lived by human beings. Okay? Therefore, it has naturally all the things that human beings need. Today I went to, before coming here to the hospital, just to show my ear, I get periodically checked. In my city, Delhi, there is lot of pollution. So the doctor and his wife are both in the room. So just, she said, why this ear is all right, but why all this thing? Is it not superfluous? She asked the doctor. And doctor said, No, it is very important. It protects the hole and all that. She was wearing some earrings. So I told sister, it is very important because if you didn't have this, where will you put your earrings? Then the talk continued further. Then doctor also thought something and said, yes, nature must have thought that in Iron Age people will have glasses. So if these were not there, then where to put the glasses on? So, like that, some talk was going on. So, from that I thought that a very important point emerges, and that is, nature provides us, the human souls, what they require, and also, as the human souls, nature of the human soul changes, the nature also adjusts and changes accordingly and provides what they will require. So it is like that, it's a complete setup. So much so that the bodies which are closest to us, which all of souls are wearing, these bodies, they also are attracted. The elements to make these bodies are attracted as per the nature and quality of the soul. Not only in appearance, but totally. If a person is supposed to be having such karma that the person will develop diabetes towards the in the later parts or cancer or whatever, so there will always be something inbuilt into the body that it goes that way, because nature of the soul will lead it there, and that disease will come. All people don't develop cancer, nor they develop diabetes, and it varies. Therefore, ultimately it comes to our understanding very deeply what is physical light and might, and what is spiritual light and might, and trying to correlate the two, because they are very deeply linked with each other. So to start with, it is easy to understand about physical light and might. Then we can easily transfer it to spiritual. Now we all know in this world, if we say the source of physical light and might, what is that? We all know it. What is the source of physical light and might? The sun. The sun above is the source of whatever we see in this world, physical world. The light as well as the physical energy by which all the vegetation is born, all the crops grow, all the photosynthesis takes place, everything. It is the creator, sustainer, as well as the destroyer, in a sense, physical. It gives the light. Now we get also light from moon, stars at night. But that light, is, we all know, is a reflection of the sun's light. Moon has no light of its own. It just gets and reflects. Same about stars of different variations of light. You find some stars very bright, others are just dwindling, twinkling, and some are, in morning a few stars are very bright. Sometimes we link it with our dadis, as this is Dadi Prakashmani or Dadi Janki and so on. Now, the simple sun, one sun, Baba used to say in Murlis also, that this world is like a theater and sun and moon are its lights, just as you have lights in a theater. Other lights you have to manage and make do, you have to have electric connection, this, that. But these two lights hung in the sky, they are just for the whole world. But how much variation the sun can create and the moon can create, we all know. Same sun and just a change of the disk of the world, the position, and it starts freezing. We start shivering. And it is winter. The same sun, little variation in such position, just as you are, barbecuing or roasting something, you keep on changing that thing so that it gets the heat, even heat. So you do a little this and it starts raining. The same sun, the same earth, and you do something and you start feeling so hot, you are perspiring. So such a beautiful thing that right from golden age day one, continuously up to iron age last day, and again in repetition, it is producing all the patterns in the sky. You find no, just as our Murli is every day new Murli, same the patterns in the sky are changing and weathers are changing, vegetation is changing, it lifts. Baba used to say, the Brahma Kumaris, Indian Brahma Kumaris of the first group, they didn't even know where from water in the rivers come. Baba used to tell them, in light mood, you do not know where the water comes. Do you think it is going into the ocean, but actually it is coming from the ocean only, and then going back? Because it is the sun which lifts water. You have not seen, we have not seen any better method of irrigation or water being provided by any municipality in the world. Such an excellent system. Just you lift it and then you deposit it in the form of solid ice on the hills. And then give such temperature that it slowly melts. Slowly and slowly the rivers are flowing all through the year. And then some of it goes underground. So you find water and streams on the hills also, very high hills, water is flowing. And then full of what you call herbal qualities. These days there is a commercialization of herbal things. Everybody wants everything herbal. So, natural. So, one single sun and all the germs and bacteria and all those things which these days you find, no municipality is able to clean a city properly, especially in India. There may be a drainage system, but the next day's drain water pushes the previous days. Like that it moves. Just as in our body also, everything is pushed. So this is a world of pushing. But otherwise, what you find, naturally, it kills all the, it makes dirty water clean automatically. You don't need any chemicals and all that. And the, when it is dirty water, then mosquitoes, etc. are born. Then sun throws heat and they all die and like that. So basically, you find a single source can do a lot and lot and lot for us. Flowers are grown. If there were no sun, there won't be natural flowers. If there was no sun, there won't be fruits. Nothing at all. So this physical source of light and might does a lot. Now what is the difference between light and might? Because Baba uses these two words, light and might. The light can show the path. But if we only have light and we know the path, what good it is? Say you have got an excellent motor car which has got very good light, so much so that a person coming from other side gets dazzled. But that light is only there and the engine is broken or the engine is not working. So it can tell you this road is leading to New York, but no good, because there is nothing which will move to that side. Similarly, Baba compares Gyan with light. That Gyan is like light. When you are in dark, you do not have light. There is every likelihood of your stumbling, you are getting entangled into something, considering a rope to be a snake and a snake to be a rope and like that. And you are very cautious in moving and like that. Speed is slow. All dark. Okay, we say darkness is ignorance, darkness is cause of all problems. Have excellent light. Suddenly, they say God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, everything is lighted. But what we see in that light? We see, start seeing clearly all the wrong things and bad things and whatever is happening. And ourselves also we see in that light, just as a cancer patient is shown X-ray. Here is your cancer. But it only informs the person that person has got cancer. So light is only understanding. That is why many Brahmins who have very clear and deep knowledge of Gyan, you will find them that there is a gap between what they feel, what they understand and what they do. That is why might is important. We must not only have the headlight of the car, but a powerful engine, so that we can move in the direction which is shown by the light. But supposing there were no light and only a good engine, then what will happen? We may set ourselves in a direction, but what is ahead we won't know. Suddenly there will be a barrier, there will be some road breaker or something obstacle, and you push the car and there is no light and you will meet an accident or fall into a ditch. So both are needed. First light, then might, of course. So similarly in this world also, if sun were to only show light, everything is lighted, we are awake, we are not asleep. Because when there is no light, it's time to sleep. These days, we have violated all the laws. So we wake up at night, sleep in the day, and they say animals still have reason and season, humans have no reason and no season. We want everything to be universal. You want to have mango out of season. Crush it. Put some preservatives. Here it is. So all things, we have forgotten the significance of seasons even. So therefore, same thing applies in the spiritual world. Now, in golden age, sun is there, but it is satopardhan. The earth is there, it is satopardhan. Everything is satopardhan. Put it in its proper place. So, in a statement we can say, everything is happening, right thing is happening at the right time, at the right place, in the right manner. So nothing wrong, there is no clash, no crash, no accident, no wear and tear, natural things are going on. But it can happen only once in the beginning. Everything, as Baba says, the law is, becomes old from new. Everything. This body was young one day, but slowly, slowly, naturally it will become old. Everything. Similarly, when there is an interaction or interplay between many, lot of people, then things start deteriorating in a natural and very slow way. The same sun, there were no mosquitoes in the golden age, no flies in the golden age, no scorpions in the golden age. But then, as the nature changes, things start deteriorating. Today we have got insects eating into the crops, then we have got insecticides. They kill the insects rather than considering the crop should become, if crop is quality crop, powerful, insect will die of starvation. But the crop itself gets weakened, then insect has scope. Any fruit you will find when it is in its prime ripened stage, no worm will enter. Keep it for 4 or 5 days, it will become soft and a worm will be born inside. And Baba has said, same color worm as the color of the fruit. So you have a white worm in guava and so on. So the idea is that it is the weakness or change, deterioration in anything physical also, which leads to certain deficiencies and certain diseases, and human beings also get the same. Because our bodies are made of the same material. Howsoever we may try to keep them in good order, but they are made of iron-aged elements. That is why Baba says, you cannot have golden age simply by the souls becoming golden. It is also part of our duty that we should make the elements pure. And animals, birds, everything, nature, flora, fauna, everything gets changed. Now we come to see the nature. Ocean is there, sun is there. Between the two, there is interplay. And ocean and sun, they are so powerful, they manage the entire thing throughout. Now, to note one point is, that Shiv Baba, God is also called, is given two names only. The ocean, we call Baba, ocean of knowledge, ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of bliss, everything ocean. Ourselves, rivers big or small, or ponds or whatever, wells, little. Now, sun. God is also compared to the sun. We used to say, Shiv Baba, Mama, Moon, lucky stars and like that. In this world also, any person who gets accomplishment in something or the other is called a star. This person is a sports star. This person is a movie star. So we compare the selected ones, the distinguished ones with stars. And in Christianity, when they put the Christmas tree, what they put on that? The stars. Stars are special. Leaves are of course there. And this Christmas tree is nothing but the straightened form of the branch of the big branch of the Kalpa tree, which represents Christianity. If you straighten it, it becomes like that. And just, you know, it is not a tree born from soil, it is brought. So it is just a cut branch which is straightened. And you have got the stars there. Now, these stars, and you know in army also, or in police, there is a one-star general, there is a two-star officer and three-star. They are also compared with the stars. So this star is a distinguishing feature of the humans. Whether they are famous here or they are spiritually famous. But basically, it is spiritually famous who are represented in nature as permanent stars. Now, a philosopher has said that if you move your finger, you move the stars. There is a philosophical saying. Now, what does it mean? Because many people go to astrologers to check whether they think that stars are guiding their destiny. They say, I am under the influence of Saturn or Venus or what not. And they say, oh, look here, this is the conflagration of this and this star, so your life is like that. After 6 months it will change and so on. But that is only a history. Basically, we make our stars, we make our fortune, not that the stars make our fortune. They are only representing. They can be found here. If you see Dadi's hand, there will be very thick mounts, straight lines and all that. Baba compares this with spiritual life also, that your line should be straight, your line should not be twisted or crooked, your line should not be thin and so on. But this is only reflection. Nature is a reflection, physical nature, of that nature. Basically, the sun, God the sun of knowledge, gives us light. Light in the form of knowledge. Just as this sun of ours is the source of physical light, God, Supreme Soul, is the sun of all spiritual light. And others, like the Divine Fathers, like the BK sisters and brothers, anyone who is outstanding, they get only a reflection. They are only reflecting sun's light only. Say we are talking, all of us are being sustained, but we are only being sustained by the same source. The outlets may be different, you know. There may be a multinational company, Coca-Cola. The outlet in your city may be different than in my city, but the product is the same. Similarly, the packing may be different and something, the size may be different, but basic thing is the same. Similarly, we have to thoroughly understand that we to each other can only give a reflection. We cannot give original thing. Just as you see sun in a video, some people rise very late, they get up very late, they want to see sunrise. How to see that? So they see in a video sunrise. But now that sunrise is not real sunrise, they just see it. Similarly, if we get only a reflection or something second hand, then it won't give you that original energy. It is a secondary source. Same way, at night, there is big moon, so many stars, even full moonlit night, still people require artificial lights. So this also is reflected. Baba says, golden and silver age are the day of Brahma. You don't require any sun, moon, star, nothing, no scriptures, nothing, no prayer. And as soon as copper age comes, it is the night of Brahma. So there is a reflection, because ultimately when someone talks of soul in whichever interpretation, someone talks of God, liberation, golden age, paradise, they have collected those words from where? From what Baba said. Even the Divine Fathers, they talk of these things variously. A Divine Father comes in the middle of the drama, still he talks of beginning. Oh, there were Adam and Eve, there was paradise. So it is, source is the same. The branching off has taken place at different times. Now, this sun gives us jnana direct. So, just as from the seed, some leaves are born directly. The seed has all the power, all the energy, all the nucleus, everything in the seed. Even in a botanical seed you will find, as the seed is sown, always there will be two leaves only in the beginning. Never three leaves. So any type of botanical seed, two leaves. And the little root and small connecting thing. Now all the seed vanishes. All the seed's energy has gone into what? Into those two leaves, into that roots, little small roots, because it is a small plant, sapling. See, after 100 years, the tree will be so big, nobody knows about the seed, big, lot of wood, lot of big branches, big leaves, uncountable number of leaves, there will be fruit, whatever. But even the last leaf, which is today born in that 100-year-old tree, has a link with the seed. If seed were not there, it won't be there. If the two leaves were not there, because originally the seed passed the entire energy to the two leaves and the roots, and then it goes. So the most powerful thing is the seed, and next powerful thing is the roots. In Indian system of medicine, many medicines are made from roots because they have lot of energy. And some of the healthiest drinks are made from seeds, ground seeds. So, in that sense, we are lucky in the sense we are getting the might from the seed directly. Later on, over 5,000 years, you see, 50 centuries, it grows into a big thing, and every bit of leaf has got is a replica of the whole thing. It's a mango tree, it will taste like mango, the leaf even, but the energy that is there in the beginning is not there in the later things. That is why when we say spiritual light and might, spiritual light and might is there in Divine Fathers also, in the priests of today also, in the many people who are devotees in various ways also. But the direct, most powerful spiritual light and might, which makes the spirit dominant and all other things secondary, which can give you the understanding that it is the spirit which on which everything else depends, not only today, but throughout our track, that understanding only we have got. And that is very important understanding, and that is very, makes us very attentive also. Because on this energy that we are getting now, extracting from the seed or seed is bestowing on us, on it depends our entire track throughout this cycle. And again, our coming back here also is depending on that only. Why we are all here? Why others are not here? They are also children of God. They are also born from the same seed. Because we got it, and then again we will be having that propensity to get it again. Even if you bring another one, offer that soul, it will not be able to get it. nor it will like to get it, it will have no inclination to get it. Therefore, this spiritual light is one thing, it is very important, because if you start using the might without the light, Baba says enthusiasm, but with understanding. If we just, as Baba tells to the youth, they have got lot of energy and enthusiasm, but in which direction it is used, that depends on the light. So, or the elderly people, they have got lot of light, lot of experience, they can guide, they can speak, they can think, but they cannot act. Because storm in a teacup, they say, oh, this should happen, I know, but they can't do. So both the things together, if the light is powerful, clear, as Baba says, clear intellect and clean heart, it means the engine should be clean, it should be having no, rust or no friction, or it should be smooth and it should be powerful, and the fuel also that is going to the engine, fuel also should be double refined, because for the rocket you use very refined fuel, for rocket to the moon you use extremely refined fuel, there is no margin for anything, any disturbance in that, otherwise it will go to another trajectory. Similarly, the higher you go on a hill, 100 people may start climbing the Mount Everest. So at the base camp, all the 100 will be there. But as you go up and up, finally only 10 will be there. And it will become so steep and the weather will be so stormy that only those who have mastered it throughout, they will be able to put the flag on the top. Others may die or fall or return getting disheartened. So same is this thing. So now that we are approaching, you see, the close. Always in any drama, the climax comes in the end only. In any legal case also, the two advocates, barristers are fighting on law points and they are trying to sway the thing in their favor and the other one in his favor. Even in a tug of war, you are pulling a big rope, it goes this way and that way. But finally, the climax will come. And it is the climax that gives the result. And that is the most exciting and most important part of it. Say, I have purchased a lottery ticket. They say, they are announcing the numbers. Now, first number tallies with my ticket, I am very happy. Second one also, and so on. Say there are 8 numbers. Up to 6 numbers, it tallies with my ticket. So I will start feeling excited. Oh, I am very close. Maybe I may win. But supposing the last number does not tally. Others whose first number didn't tally or fourth, they are already gone. But the one who is very near, he will feel the shock more. Oh, missed little. I was very close. Similarly, when we are trying to reach, we are reaching the end point. At that time, the decision takes place. Even in a, you are driving, there is a road block, red light in front as in India. So if you are in a fourth lane, if you are at a distance, you can make up and reach your lane. But if you are very close to the point, then you can't change because there are vehicles on every side. You just can't change. So it becomes, you become compulsorily helpless. So firstly, our sanskaras of the past, Baba has been telling us to shed extra load, to be with the race, along with the race, at least if you are not ahead of the race, be with the race so that you are following the prescriptions of Baba, as all are following, and you are in the system. If a person in the race, for some reason, stops for a while, the first thing happening will be the person will get on the backside of the running people. If it happens twice, then the person will have to work double. And if it happens 3 times, then the person has to think whether I should continue in the race or I should go back. Same is here. So we have to simultaneously go on doing. And our Baba is such a master teacher, supreme, that every Murli, say today there will be a Murli, First of all, we see the wonder of Baba's teaching. Just as a sun does not distinguish between A or B for giving light, isn't it? The person may put a shade on himself or get into a cave, may escape light, but sun is very liberal. Similarly, Baba gives gyan to all. And the only teacher in the world who can teach in the same class the new entrant and the oldest student, in the same class, same dose for all. And then Baba says, for 65 years, without stop, I have been teaching. Have we seen any professor in any university? For 65 years, without stop, the professor will retire from birth to 65 years. So, also, excellent surgeon, that Baba prescribes a medicine, not only tells us, so much time has gone, this has happened, and now very little time is left. No, Baba tells us, but then prescribes a simple medicine, which if seriously and in the right earnest taken, even now, up to the next Murli, it will do wonders, it will cure everything. But what is the obstacle? Obstacle is our own doubts, our own sanskaras. What the sanskaras do is only create a doubt in us. Simple doubt. Sure? Maybe. Now what is the difference? Baba says, do this, I will give you full energy. You take one step, I will complete it. Now Baba is saying, we are Baba's children, we can give in writing, we have firm faith in Baba. Then what stops us? Our own sanskara. Yes, Baba will help. But should I finally take this step? Now what is that? It is because of our various carelessness that we have done over the period and not following the prescription. Baba says, forget the past. We can't even forget the past. Baba says, start new. Say, new year will come. Baba says, new year, everything new. We can't forget the past. So this is the sanskaras. They play the trick with us. They deceive us. We say, Baba is the supreme teacher. Baba will take us, will liberate us. But then when our sanskaras come, then we become number wise. Not that we give up, but we become number wise. Therefore, the idea is, most important thing in this is, just as light is reflected by all other objects from the source sun, might is also, this is very, very important, the might also is not our own. If any Brahman will try to get success by own might, you know the result. So, the day we decide, it is not I who have to heal myself. It is not I who can liberate myself. This I is most dangerous I. Because I have become confident. Oh, I am so many years in Gyan. I have all the points of knowledge at my disposal. I can put a full stop to this thing. I can even teach others. I can show others the path. Very good. You are on the path, you can show others the path. But how much we are following that path, to that extent only we can take that other person along. Therefore, the day we stop depending on our own power, my might to overcome Maya, and we put in Baba in our place, it is Baba who is going to make us victorious over Maya, we will succeed. It is just like a computer. Say we are a computer and there is a hard disk in us and there is a daily program floppy in us. I am in Mount Abu, use this floppy. The hard disk itself has developed virus. Now the hard disk has a virus, computer has a virus, and you get an excellent program from somewhere. Excellent, most suitable to you. Here it is. Now Baba gives Shrimat, which is supreme floppy. There is a supercomputer, this is a supreme one. Excellent programming for us, which cannot fail. But where do we insert it? We insert it into a virus-filled computer. And what is that virus? My own sanskaras. So the whole floppy goes haywire. Where my sanskaras and Baba's Shrimat tallies, yes. And where my sanskara and Baba's Shrimat don't tally, I will try. Now, why? This is the reason. So therefore, basically, it is in Hindu philosophy. The whole Hindu religion is based on this Indian religion. You first become pure, then you will meet God. Why they bathe in rivers, why they do rosary moving, why they read scripture, so many things they do, penances, to become pure. Because they feel God is the purest, and impure one cannot meet pure one, so I must become pure, and then I will have vision of God or meet God. So they do not understand the basic occupation of God. The basic occupation or basic divine function of God is to make us pure. It is just like saying, I am ill, I am diseased, I will cure myself and then I will see the doctor. By my own methods, crude methods, I am trying to be okay and then I will see the doctor. So the same thing we hear also we do. Baba expects of me to be perfect. I am not perfect. I am trying hard. I will try still harder. And I will do this and that. And I have to overcome Maya. And then I will go one day, oh Baba, now I am like you. This is not going to happen. This I is very dangerous. Because I am using my own battery. Of course, the battery has been charged number-wise. But I am using my own battery. Will anyone having an electric connection and battery, use the battery when electric connection is available? Will save the battery when the electric connection is not there and use the direct electric connection? Now here, we are filling our battery for the whole kalpa. When the electric connection will be gone, we will be only using our battery. And we start using our battery right now, that oh, it means we get disconnected with Baba automatically. You can't have both the energies together. So therefore, the spiritual energy to be used today is not our own. But it is to be Baba's energy, Baba's light and Baba's might, Baba's Shrimat and Baba's direction. If we follow that, then we will be successful. Otherwise, we will have only feelings of disappointment. Oh, we are trying hard, Baba, we are trying very hard. Sincerely, I want to become like you, but, or I have attained, but I have not attained as much as I want. As Dadi Janki says, that there are three types of wants. One is, I want to do this, but I can't. I don't want to do this, but I do. So this is I. Huh? I want to do this. My intellect says, yes, this should be done, but I can't. And I don't want to do, I don't want to get angry, but I become. So the I itself is saying, so there is lack of might. Then, further down, this person should do this, and this person should not do this. For myself, I want to do and I can't, but I am directing the others that they should do this, they should not do this. When I cannot and I do, then how can I expect of them and direct them or think that they should do like that? So this is what it is, that finally, Supreme Soul's light and Supreme Soul's might can liberate us. And what, for that also what? So every day Baba says, every day, constant remembrance, constant connection, constant, you can call it yoga, companionship or constant. Because physical light also, say we have got electricity, this is physical light. If it is not constant, it is errant. Sometimes the electricity fails, so everyone is having a generator as a backup. Or the voltage comes up and low, so everybody has got a stabilizer. Just as you have got in heart people are having something, you know, stabilizer or pacemaker and this and that. So this is all artificial. So if we don't have constant connection with Baba, it means we have forgotten the basic that Baba's energy should be used by me. During that period, when I am not having constant connection, what energy I am using? My own. And my own energy is very likely to make me body conscious. And because I become body conscious, mistakes again. So the best way is to have constant connection. Even light, the joy, the interest in Murli will only come if you have got good connection. Otherwise, just as a person having indigestion, excellent food is served. So one time that person will take good food. Next time food is served, but the previous one is not digested. So what will that person do? Yes, yes, good, good. I like it, but I can't have it. So similarly, if we have not digested the previous Murli and made it our own, it is still there in raw stage, indigested stage. The next Murli, how can you have interest? Even if you have mental interest, you can't have it, take it, because you are handicapped. Say, Baba says, meethe meethe bacche. Meethe meethe bacche means sweet, sweet children. So I have got spiritual diabetes. See, there is a physical diabetes. A person having physical diabetes cannot take physical sugar. But if I have got spiritual diabetes, and Baba says, meethe meethe bacche, will I be able to accept that meethe meethe? No. That is the thing. So therefore, this spiritual is a totally different world. It's a totally different dimension. It has to do with the being. And some of us mistake the physical as spiritual. Physical comfort as spiritual comfort. Say I come into Baba's Gyan, I get good luck and my business improves. My monetary position improves. Or I get things happening my way. Oh Baba, how lucky I am. I have become your child. Look, I am becoming prosperous. My legal case has finished. My health has become better and so on. All these are only physical. Of course, you go to a big, get connected with some big person, some benefit will accrue. But that is not the real benefit which Baba wants to give us. Even sometime in the morning yoga, some souls get sleepy. They feel some comfort. But is it comfort of yoga or comfort of sleep? Similarly, any physical thing we start, happiness or joy, we start thinking, oh, Baba, you have given us very good Brahmin family, and so on. No. So it is a totally different dimension. And that spiritual taste, once you get, naturally you won't like these ordinary physical things, physical joys and all that. And if you don't accept physical joys, then only you will not be able to attract physical grief also. As they say in India, a small child if starts laughing without any reason, then the mother will say, it will also cry for the same time. Because the child has got some previous sanskaras. Similarly, if we accept, you can't have best of both the worlds, that you say only I want good things to happen to me, bad things, Baba, now you take care, I have become your child. No. So therefore, spiritual might is not my might. If I use my spiritual might, I do have, that has got what? The vices mixed into that. I may do very good service. I may get ego of that. Service is good. It's a good thing to do service. But because it is my energy, that's why Baba says, be instrument. Don't think I am doing. First be instrument, then do it. If you don't be instrument and try to do it, in the whole process, what you are going to get is temporary name and fame. The other souls will also get temporary benefit only. And your ego will be boosted. Oh, all, amongst all these bhikkhus, I am something. And that ego will be reflected everywhere. So what did we get in return total? You contribute lot of money to yajna, very good. But if you don't do it as an instrument, you don't think I am not giving to Baba, but I am making a way to getting from Baba, again you will get ego. So then you will say, I have done so much, but I am still empty. The reason is this, because spiritual dimension is totally different. And that soul, if we have to make powerful, only Shiva Baba can help us. We can't help each other. Nobody can. That's why their soul is its own enemy and its own friend. We are all students, co-students. But each of us is having our own share and by our own understanding of Gyan. So therefore, Shiva Baba's, if we keep Shiva Baba in front, then I am only instrument. It is Shiva Baba's directions I am following. Otherwise, you won't even know when my own thinking mixes with Shiva Baba's or somebody else's understanding I get influenced by. I won't even know. Many times I find Brahmins reading outside books of very good authors and some of the philosophers and all that. Oh, I am getting, it's also good. I am linking it with Gyan and trying to get it. Once I had gone to London. So, after the class, Dadi Janki asked me, what is your churning these days? I said, Dadi, in my humble way, I never churn. Because you have to churn buttermilk to get butter. When I am getting butter straight, what I have to churn? I have only to have some my good digestion so that I can eat more butter. And now I find these days that Hindi word manthan, Dadi Janki doesn't use. She only says manan, which means thinking over what Baba has given us. How to be balanced the heart and the mind. There are two answers. One is a temporary answer, other is a permanent answer. For permanent balancing of the heart and the mind, we have to overcome by yoga our past sanskaras. Because mind thinks this is right. Heart knows this is right, but still takes us, sways us towards where our past sanskaras are in many things. So therefore, if we want a permanent balance, which we will have in our perfect stage, we have to burn the influence of our past sanskaras. But till that happens, the temporary answer is, we all know what are the various things which sway our heart. Everyone has their likes and dislikes, our dependencies, our prejudices built out of habits. So we know them. And if we are regularly listening to Murli, and during the one day period, we decide to be attentive. Say, I talk too much. I know I talk too much. Now, I want to balance. I can't go in total silence, but I should talk less. Till my sanskara of talking too much is finished, I keep attention in the morning that I will talk less. situations will come when I will be tempted to talk too much. But if I am attentive, I will try to control it. So that way, by two methods, as the many doctors give external medicine and internal medicine, something to apply, something to eat, take. Both ways they act. So the permanent solution is finishing our past sanskaras, which sway us, which make mind come in the way of, heart come in the way of the mind, and keeping attention. This is the way. Intuition. Well, when the water is in a pond, in a pool, is very still, then you can see the, say, anything at the bottom. If it is having waves or is shaking, you cannot see. Intuition is actually the voice of the conscience. Our conscience, all of us have conscience, which is very subtle, which is very powerful. It is supposed to guide us, to protect us from being deceived, to guide us to the right direction. But it functions only when we are totally still. That is why we talk of the power of silence. We talk of solitude. In silence you get solutions. In solitude you solve problems. You will experience normally in morning yoga. Suddenly something will come to your mind which you have forgotten. You know this thing should have been done. But you suddenly it flashes, oh, yes, I forgot to do this. Why it happens? Because the mind is still. So, if we make our mind very active all the time, thinking, 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 and live a very active life, then the intuition will be very rare. But if we slow down, you know, first time when I came to Brahma Kumaris, I was a young boy, very fast. So that 2 days later there was a bhog. So they said, you attend the bhog. I went to the bhog. Now it took 2 hours for bhog to be served. First they had yoga, long yoga. I was new. My mind was running fast. I was feeling impatient. After that, they asked us to sit down in rows. Then one person came, put the plates in front of all and went away. A second person came, put the spoons and like that, you know, half an hour it took. Finally, they brought the food and they started putting in one dish. By the time it was over, it will get cold also, but that was the system. Finally, they served everything. Even then, we were waiting for some dadi to come and say, okay, start. At that time, I was feeling very awkward. I said, in a plane, they serve you like playing cards, quick. What is this? I thought it is an outmoded method. But later on I learned, it teaches us to slow down. You see, it has got a lot of sense. It teaches us to slow down our thinking, slow down our everything. So, you see, I have also noticed our dadis, once it is actual happening, a governor of a Indian state first time came to Mount Abu, many, many years back. First governor, first time. I was supposed to look after him. So, I went, the room in which Dadi Prakash Mani lives now, in Pandya Bhavan, in that room he was lodged. Because I was to attend to him, I said, will you like to have some fruit juice? He says, yes. So I went running And where Shubh and sits, there were some sisters, I said, juice, 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 quick, juice. Achha. At that time, they used to take juice with a piece of cloth, putting the orange in that and squeezing by hand. That was the method. So, I again went back to the governor to see that he is comfortable. I said, sure, shall I put a song or a cassette for you? Again, I rushed back. She had taken out only half the glass of juice by that time. Then I said, hurry up, hurry up. And then Dadi Janki was passing. She saw. She only said to me, I still remember. So therefore, this slowing down is very important for us to have some space to be able to let intuition work. That is the thing. But let us not confuse intuition with Shrimat. Sometime our sanskaras are so subtle, that I think I am getting godly intuition. It may be my own sanskar also. That's why we used to have bhog in all centers before Brahma Baba left the body, you know. Many, all centers used to have bhog and godly message and all that. But as soon as Brahma Baba left the body, it was stopped. Because at that time, when we see any abnormality in a person offering bhog or giving message, we will get verified from Baba. Is it Maya, his own sanskaras, or Gyan? We could judge. Later on we thought, who is going to verify? Everybody will say, I am bringing God's message. And some things will go wrong. That's why it was stopped. In Australia, they asked me one question when I went to a retreat. They said, why no double foreigner is a trans messenger? They asked me. I said, it is not a question of double foreigners or Indians. After Brahma Baba left the body, there has been no trans messenger, whether Indian or double foreigner, because their system was stopped in our interest. So this intuition sometimes, many abnormal souls, they have got their own sanskaras. They say, God, Baba is guiding me. This is Baba is telling me. And there was one foreigner sister, she was quite good, normal. Once I came to Mount Abu, Pandav Bhavan, she had put Shiv Baba's photos in her bedroom, in her this, that, 30 photos, even in toilet. I said, what are you doing? He said, I said, something abnormal with you, don't do this. Baba is in your mind and not like this. And later on I found she became abnormal, finally. So therefore, we should be cautious in, when we are getting Shri Baba Shrimat, intuition is, you test your intuition if it is in the positive side. Okay. If there is something, which is taking you away from the family or taking you away from Gyan, or there was a soul who started reading Murli by own self. I said, why you are not coming to, no, I read Murli 4 times. I said, this is abnormal. If a doctor prescribes you a single dose of medicine and you are taking 4 doses, where will you land yourself? Today you are thinking I am having a shortcut method, but it will not help you. Later on I found same thing happened to that soul also. So we should be very cautious about our intuition. Achha. Okay. All right.